Hey, it's me, JoJo from Cheers, and shocker, I have something to say. Actually, today, I have a question to ask instead. So, here goes. Dear Mon Pa Mega, you say that Donald Trump loves our troops, so I want to know why that is. Is it because he received 5 deferments from the draft for military service during the Vietnam War? Is it because he demeaned a POW, a tactical Gold Star family, and told a military widow that her deceased husband knew what he had signed up for? Was it the time he downplayed the traumatic head injuries suffered by our troops after a missile attack as not real because they weren't missing hands and limbs? Is it due to all the years he tried to slash benefits for our veterans, the time he said he didn't want to be seen with war-wounded amputees and to keep them forever out of his sight, or the time he called our fallen heroes of war suckers and losers? Is it all the times he called our military leaders dumb and overrated while calling terrorists like the Taliban and Hezbollah very smart? Was it the time he demanded the flags after McCain's death be returned to full mast, or the time he demanded that a ship bearing his name be blocked from view? Was it when he stole, hid, and lied about our national security secrets, potentially imperiling countless men and women in uniform all over the world? Or was it when he suggested that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff deserved to be executed? Maybe it was when he asked General John Kelly, who lost his son in combat at Arlington National Cemetery, why anyone would sign up for service because, as far as he saw it, there was nothing in it for them. Perhaps it was hearing him say that, as president, he would allow our adversary to attack the same allies this country's greatest generation fought beside and died defending? Or was it when he insulted Nikki Haley's husband for currently serving our country overseas? Which of those things was it that made you believe he loved our troops? Because I'd really love to know. Well, that does it for today's rant, but it is hardly all I have to say on the subject of Donald effing Trump. You can find a lot more content from me on the Melted Circus Peanut over on my Are You Effing Kidding Me Substack. I don't just talk about him over there. I don't just talk about him in life. But I hope you'll check it out because I definitely have a lot to say, especially about that guy. See you all next time.
Hear that? That's the sound of change being cooked up in our schools. Each day, school food professionals throughout California are working to make better meals for our kids, one tray at a time. These meal planning, sauce stirring, taste bud training professionals are making food for students from kindergarten to high school using fresher ingredients and flavors kids love. The secret ingredient to better school food in California? The dedicated professionals who are improving it every day. Learn more about how they're cooking up change at schoolfoodpros.org. Grant provided by California Community College's Chancellor's Office.